I can't say that my stream is the strongest, if people really want to know.
Oh, well, I don't think people do. Shit, man. I'm glad to see that. I'm glad I don't wear jeans.
No. G-E-N-E-S.
Tell 'em, Steve Dave.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Tell 'em, Steve Dave. I'm here with Walt.
Here.
Walt is here. I'm not here with Q, though. Q is far away. A land called Staten Island.
Yes, yes. The magic of Zoom bringing us together this week.
Yep. It works. It works.
It works.
Better than nothing.
Yeah. Better than absolutely. Nothing. I'm a little stuffy. I have allergies today. So if I sound a little stuffed up.
Oh, yeah?
That's why. Yeah, yeah. I'm sneezing all day.
What are you allergic to?
It's just like springtime. Every year I get like for like a week I get real sneezy. I don't know what pollen it is, but it's some sort of pollen.
Your body will soon change, and you won't be allergic to it anymore. At some point, I don't know how long. It's usually every 7 years your body changes. You go through some changes, and you are no longer allergic to what you once were allergic to. It happened to me. I used to be all weepy-eyed and swollen and scratchy throat.
Looking like you.
And,
I don't like the way he said weepy-eyed.
No longer, though. It doesn't affect me now.
Okay. So around the time I'm 57, I should be just fine.
Well, for me, Yeah. I'm going through, like nothing is affecting me now, so I feel good. Like no allergies.
And you're still drinking a lot of water, right?
Well, look at this, son. Not much of that water, but I need to figure out how, like you could put it away, right? Like maybe not water, but like when you drink, you could put it away, right? Like you have no problem like down in liquid,
no.
Right? Yeah,
no.
I don't know what it is about me. I don't know like if I got a small like spot in my stomach where the liquid goes.
Your reservoir.
But I don't have that hollow leg.
You don't – do you break the seal? Do you start peeing or you hold it all in like a camel?
I've never heard that phrase before, break the seal. I pee.
You never heard that?
No. What's a normal urination for a guy in our – since we're all in our 50s now you've joined the club.
Yeah.
How many times you pee a day?
I don't know. It doesn't seem excessive to me yet. I don't think it's remarkable, so I don't really know.
How many would you guess if you had to take a guess, like gun to your head? Some psychopath wants to know immediately how many times you pee a day.
According to Gidim's computer here, a healthy adult, or for most adults, urinating 6 to 7 times in a 24-hour period is considered normal.
Okay. That's interesting. I was going to say 5 or 6.
4 to 10 times can be healthy.
I do 4.
You're 4?
4.
You're scheduled?
Quarterly.
Well, you know what, though? But Teddy doesn't let me out of his sight, so sometimes I'll hold it because he gets so nervous when I leave the room. So sometimes I'm like, I'll just wait till I get home and he's with my wife.
That's the way it has to be.
I've taken to wearing adult diapers because Teddy gets too nervous when I leave his side.
For the good of the dog.
I think Q's gone or he froze.
No, I still have your audio. Oh, okay. I don't know.
Yeah, your camera's freezing for some reason, but there you go. You're back now.
So 4 to 5 times. How about you?
I would say more than that for me. If I drink like all the water I'm supposed to drink, I would say probably 6 to 8 times. I do not have the healthy prostate that you have. Like I really have to go to the bathroom.
How is mine?
When I got to go? Well, because didn't you say you got cinched up?
So yeah. Like, well, yeah, but yeah, mine was medically repaired.
Right.
But, yeah, certainly needed wasn't healthy on its own.
I can't say that my stream is the strongest, if people really want to know.
Well, I don't think people do, but I'm interested, though. How would you say? Is it like droop along when you shot the bullet out of the fucking gun? It's like
the whole barrel just goes limp.
Hey, Mr. Ricochet, is this normal? I'm no Sunday Jeff.
I would say
that's a good droop along for anybody who knows who droop along is.
I would say probably like – I'm probably – it doesn't just dribble, but it is not like – it's not a strong – I'd have to show Dr. D, see what she says.
Watch this, Dr. D.
What do you think of this stream?
How long would it take you to write your name in the snow? Like a couple days?
Could be, depending on how – if the snow is icy or not, you know. I would say
what's
like,
that, Brian? Oh, that's my name. Well, it just looks like a line. Yeah. I'm going to get to it. That's the line in B. So
here's the question. Am I letting it dribble down my leg and then writing it with my leg?
It's that bad, huh?
Yeah, I would say it's like it's a noticeable change.
Now, why don't you do those? I see a million commercials, those infomercials about, mm-hmm. you know, fix the stream.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never seen these commercials.
Well, you're not watching a lot of
I don't watch
Me
TV.
Fucking
– Yeah, anything I watch has no commercials in it.
Yeah, so they cater to us guys in their 50s. Yeah.
I wonder if it works.
I don't know. There's a lot of drugs on the market now that are reportedly for stronger streams.
There was an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm where he was having a problem. Larry David was having a problem and he was taking some sort of medicine that was making him piss like a racehorse. Like it was like a plot point in the show. So I wonder what it was. I should go back and try to figure it out.
Okay.
So I cannot. I mean, it doesn't really matter that much. It's not like I'm like trying to impress people like when I'm going to the bathroom or whatever. Like there's nobody out there except for me. I'm the only one who knows my secret shame. And everybody
they
listening
can hear
right
it.
Now.
Yeah.
So Q, are you all ready for Q West?
I can't wait, man. We've been working on it all day. The final touches and stuff like that. It's going to be great, man. I can't wait. I'm so excited about the beer pong with DeRosa.
I could tell. I saw that belt you had made.
Oh, dude, I can't wait. We're making banners. I just chose my entrance song today. Yeah, I'm pretty excited. Yeah, it's going to be good, man. I'm very, like nothing but can't wait to get down there and do this. So. Yeah.
I didn't know there was going to be beer pong. Man, if you had told me, I might have been a little bit more interested. I would put both you guys in a fucking beer coma with my beer pong.
I mean, it's not
abilities.
Too late. I'll get you down there.
I can't not this week, and Baby Oliver's coming down.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
going to play some beer pong with him.
That's what you're
terrible.
Doing, Oliver. I won the belt, Oliver. What do you think about that? Did you see the belt, Walt?
No,
oh, it's amazing.
A new
do
belt.
Do you have it on Instagram? Get him.
It's not in your office.
I have it here.
Oh, do you?
No, hold on. It's right here. Hold on.
Grab it. If you want to see, you can go to Q's Instagram.
Yeah. So the story behind it is
it's
like real deal. You know,
that's real deal.
And it says beer pong champion Universal.
Undisputed
Q West, yes.
Who's an attorney? Yes. Is Brian Johnson an attorney?
No, it's so the story behind this is no, he'd be peeing too much. We Joe DeRosa and I have played beer pong. He's vicious when you play beer pong with him. He's a vicious, mean, cruel, condescending, arrogant winner when it comes to it. So I've been trapped in this cycle with him where like I'll win every once in a while, but he'll mostly kick my ass. And then in the last Joker's Cruise, I beat him rather publicly in a very fun way. And then he beat me at Q West last year. So we're doing the tiebreaker this year.
Oh, okay. So it's just you versus him.
Yeah.
On
the championship belt. That's right. That's right.
You should pay-per-view this, man. I would watch this.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, I would like, you know, on my VC Bob, I wouldn't pay for it, but I go on my VC box. I tune in, see the highlights. Yeah.
It was great. Like we played at poolside at one of the bars last year. Me and DeRosa, and it was like people were going nuts. It was so much fun, and I was losing so badly, and DeRosa was just humiliating me. So this year we moved it to the stage, and we have an overhead camera looking down on it, so you could see all the action.
Oh, nice.
And we're doing entrance, like boxers coming in. We're playing music, getting in there. So we're going to make it a big deal, you know.
It's cool.
Have some fun.
It sounds like it would be fun.
Feel bad for the loser, though, like with all that pomp and circumstance and shit. And then,
well, they'll
like,
be so drunk, right,
down.
That they won't even –
They won't even care?
They'll be blind drunk, I imagine, from the loser, right?
Well, you know, beer pong's not that much beer. I'd be all right.
Seems like it's a lot of beer to me.
Well, they're only quarter cups. They're only like half cups. Fill the cups. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
They're those red solo cups.
You're definitely
right?
Buzzed by the end of it. It's great because that's the start of the night, and I have three more shows to go that night. So
it's going to be like a cruise where I'm on Space Monkeys and just don't show up.
No, I think like after the beer pong, I don't leave the stage until like the show's over.
Oh, really?
Yeah, something like that. Oh. It'll be fun. People would be sick of me, but that's all right. But it's going to be great. Weather's great. The Stern Pinball guys have hooked us up. It's going to be so much fun. I'm building a DeLorean, a Back to the Future Lego DeLorean. Well, mm-hmm. I'm going to sign it, and whoever gets the highest score on the pinball machine down there is going to get to have that. So we're doing fun shit like that. And we're putting Jimmy the Hair Guy and probably get him in there to hold down the pinball arcade for certain times.
What does that entail, hold it down? What does that mean?
It's just being a gracious host, you know, maybe telling them a little bit about the machines. You know, coaching them a little bit.
Love that.
Yeah.
Now, you know, did you send him any information about the machine so he can bone up on the machine when it was built, what it was inspired by, who's the artwork by, anything? Or is he just going to have to wing it and be just like, just make up total like ball bullshit and be like, the artist is?
Knowing Gettem when he gets there and he sees what machines he's working with, he'll have the full download on him.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just trusting that he'll do the right thing.
Q, when you play pinball, do you try to, like, whenever I play pinball as a young guy, there was always like the instructions on the the left hand corner and under the glass.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I was
still
like,
there.
This seems too much to remember. So I was just like, me hit flipper. And that was like pretty much it. Like, I didn't play for the sake of playing. I just played for, like, you know.
Yeah, once you start following, like, the storyline and the rules, like, it's actually, like, a more engaging game.
Yeah.
Because, like, you're progressing through a storyline or the modes get harder as you go or they do some – you unlock certain modes, like, that you can only do if you've been playing for, like, you know, a fucking while. I don't know. It's fun. I like it. I'm a shitty pinball player. For a guy that owns as many pinball machines as I have, man, I am no good at the game, but I do love doing it.
Do you have any flair? Like, I remember, like, guys when we were growing up in the 70s, they'd smack the pinball machine, the buttons, like they're slapping a girl's ass. They'd keep that fucking ball up, and I'd be like, man, I want to be like that fucking dude one day. They had fucking Grateful Dead patches on their back, and they were slapping that pinball machine around like it was a fucking hussy.
I remember I'd rather be the guy that slapped the girl's ass as opposed to the pinball machine.
They weren't slapping any asses either. Don't let them fool you. We're just sitting there going, wish we could play one.
Put my quarter up. Get the fuck out of here.
That's okay. About how it went. Okay. Yeah.
All right. We'll play another time.
You guys weren't done?
But you got no fucking flair in those wrists?
No, not really. I should work on developing. I'm telling you, like, I'm not – I've developed no skills. I just sit there like a zombie and, like
– Well, you're not just smacking the pit like the flippers like a –
No, like both at the same time like a child.
Like that, you're just smacking them into just constantly, even if the ball's way up at the top.
It's cracking the glass and, like, popping up and shit.
Like a seal clapping. You're not that bad, are you?
No. Okay. At least I know how to control shots somewhat. but not well.
Because, right. I mean, you know, being the darling of millions and, you know, holding Key West, I can't imagine, like, if, like, you know, being everybody coming down there and then all of a sudden it'd be like, you know, seeing you on a pinball machine, it would change everybody's fucking whole dynamic of you as, like, this cool fucking TV star if you went out there and fucking went. It'd be hard to shake that.
Yeah, like, that image. Yeah. Trying to poke it out of his side of his mouth.
Drool coming down.
Drool dripping on the pinball machine.
Oh. That's him?
That's him. He looks so much different on TV. He doesn't make those noises.
Hey, Walt, do you think we could get you to FaceTime in if we could work it out on our end?
Sure. I don't know how FaceTime works. If you tell me how I do it, I would do it. Can I do it on my iPad?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how you would do it.
Yeah, sure.
All right. We'll see if we can figure it out on our end.
Yeah, I'm always around. You don't have to – any time of the night, too, if you guys go into the wee hours of the morning. Feel free.
That's awesome.
Feel free to reach out. You guys are going to be having so much fun, though. There's not a chance on the planet. Like, if you guys fucking go to the FaceTime me, you know things
we're
are going
– we're in trouble.
Things are going south.
We got Walt Flanagan, everybody. Christ, cross your fingers. We hope we got Walt Flanagan. Did you work out this tech cue?
He just declined the call. Okay.
Oh, shit
him. Come on out.
Yeah. How are those pinball machines doing?
We got 45 minutes left.
We should congratulate Q Walt. I saw online that Impractical Jokers is the number one original cable TV series right now.
Oh, is it really?
Awesome.
Original, yep.
Look at that.
That's something else,
Look at that.
That is worthy of much congratulations.
Saw a picture of the three guys, all big smiles and shit. We're number
goofy
one.
And happy. Better than you.
That's what it said on the bottom.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny how, like, yeah, that's true, but it doesn't feel any different. No, I don't – What's a hero anyway, you know? What's a hero anyway? Nah, it doesn't really change much of anything. But it's cool.
I have some advice for you, Q.
Ooh.
Masturbate frequently.
Okay. What do they consider frequently?
Or come frequently. You know, you don't have to masturbate. They're saying, now this is not going to be any problem for a Walt Flanagan type, at least 21 times a month.
Okay. So not quite once a day, but pretty close.
Or what?
Pretty close to it.
What happens if you don't?
Well, if you don't, you could be at a higher risk for prostate cancer than those who come more. So if you if you ejaculate 21 or more times per month, you have a 19 to 22% lower risk of prostate cancer than those who came less.
19, like almost 20%.
Yeah, 19 to 22%.
Do they know why?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Because you're using it for what it's intended, I guess, right? Like it's keeping it working.
Well, here you go,
like,
Walt. You know. It says, prevailing theory suggests that frequent ejaculation may help flush out potential carcinogens, reduce inflammation within the prostate, or even influence gene expression in the normal prostate tissue.
Oh, shit, man. I'm glad to see that. I'm glad I don't wear jeans.
No. G-E-N-E-S. But,
I know. Your jeans are too tight. Yeah. I thought it was like squeezing your nuts too hard.
Turned my back on dungarees years ago.
Wow. Okay. So I guess what?
So could you do three times in one day and that counts in the right way?
I guess so. It says, it's focused on ejaculation frequency regardless of the specific activity that leads to it. This could encourage more and earlier prostate cancer screening, putting patients in a better position to advocate for their health.
Could you just do it like all in one day though? And then like
21 times in one day.
Yeah. Just get up early. Just
basically once an hour.
Yeah. I mean, if you were a younger guy, maybe, or get him who claims he can bounce back within 20 minutes.
Yeah, right. What does hour six look like? Ugh.
Oh, you're all raw. And
I've had
chafed. Why? Why does it have to be raw?
Oh, there you go.
15 more to go.
Why does it have to be raw?
Bond healing lotion.
Oof.
Well, I guess it doesn't have to be, but like after a little while.
Draw yourself a bath, maybe an hour six.
Mm-hmm.
Light some candles.
Any reason?
Read something erotic. Maybe something with – what's that dude with who – with the long – Fabio?
Oh, Fabio. Have
maybe
him
some
read
Fabio
something?
Fan fiction.
Fabio's still the lady killer that he used to be? Is he still on the covers of novels and
he's
shit?
He's probably
– probably. Like they probably don't show current Fabio, but you know, they probably use Fabio.
Current Fabio probably looks a bit different than the Fabio we remember.
Right.
Much like everybody else.
Here's the Fabio that we recall from back in the day.
Yeah, that was a good looking man.
That was the Fabio who got his nose broken by that bird on the roller coaster.
Oh, yeah, that sucked.
Oh, he's 67 now.
I bet you he's still doing it.
You think so?
Still modeling?
Yeah, I bet you he is.
Let's see, Fabio what? Now. He doesn't really look.
Alexa came on for no reason.
I mean, if this is him now, he doesn't look that bad.
He's fucking Fabio, man.
Yeah.
For almost 70 years old.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, but he looks like he's lost some of his teeth, though.
It does. Yeah, his mouth does look pursed.
Yeah.
He used to.
He always had that. How's his hair looking? That's the big question.
Still got all of it.
Still got it. Yeah.
Nice. Good man.
Probably when all the money went towards, though.
Oh, you think so? Like all his riches went to keeping his hair?
I would think so.
He seeded his hair.
Yeah, and there's no pictures of him bald. There's just pictures of him looking a little bit older. Looking ripped.
Nice.
That must be such an easy gig, though. Like, we're just going to put you on the cover of romance novels. So just, like, pose like this. We'll take a picture, and then we'll paint it.
That's it. And now you're Fabio.
Now you're Fabio.
Is he married, I guess, or was he – if you're Fabio, can you get married, or are you like, I can't do that?
At the height of Fabio's popularity with women.
Yeah.
How many American women rubbed one out to him a day?
Saved herself from cancer.
like if I told you – if I had the number, like what number would stun you? Like 100?
What years? What year?
Probably the 90s, I think he was at his height.
Okay.
No internet, so the ladies.
That's what I was about to say.
The ladies can't run to the internet. So like, how many times was the Fabio the guy that they
– I bet you a lot.
Fantasized to and pleasured themselves to.
I mean, those books are big fucking business, man. People like them. I bet you a lot.
How many – like as the years, you know, as we get into the 2020s, what's that number fall to a day?
Oh yeah.
So you think there's anybody who's still?
It's not fighting prostate cancer, I'll tell you that much.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Fabio. Oh, there's a lot of Fabios. Holy shit.
A lot of Fabios like in the world?
Yeah.
Like named Fabio?
A lot of guys named Fabio,
It's an Italian name,
like,
right?
A lot of Italian, famous Italian guys. Let's see if he's married. Doesn't look like it. 6'3" inches tall.
You owe it to yourself and the world to be single if you're Fabio.
This is what Fabio says. I'd be the biggest hypocrite if I ever said I worked really hard for my career because it was given to me on a silver platter. I can't take any credit. My major focus was sports and going to the gym.
What a life. What a great life.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, but you can't have an extra piece of cake. You can't, I'm feeling hungry. I'm going to run over to McDonald's.
No, you can't.
You got to have a fucking.
Kind of a celery stalk, something like that.
You gotta
dip celery in fucking mayonnaise and pretend you like it.
Yeah.
Why mayonnaise?
But think of all the benefits, though.
What do they dip celery in?
I don't know. Like salt.
It's like a white cream.
Oh,
like
ranch.
Ranch, that's it. Yeah. It smells like
mayonnaise. But think of the benefits of being Fabio, though. Like, it might outweigh a cheeseburger.
Yeah, you're right. you know, but boy, the discipline.
So it was actually a goose that hit him, Q.
Oh, shit, a goose?
A goose. And it was especially humiliating, I guess, during a promotional event. Fabio was seated in the front row for the inaugural ride of Apollo's Chariot roller coaster at Busch Gardens, Williamsburg. He was accompanied by more than 30 women dressed as Greek goddesses. Once the ride had accelerated to 73 miles an hour, Fabio claims a flock of hundreds of geese flew by and one of the geese was sucked into the ride. The goose died and Fabio disembarked from the ride with blood on his face. The only video that exists from the... That's a sentence? The only video that exists was filmed from the ride entrance. Okay. There was an on-ride camera, but Fabio claims the camera was never found, so we're never going to see it. We have like... We have the still photo, but...
Does it make the news today? Or are people like, who?
Nah, I think it makes the news.
Yeah.
It depends who the celebrity is.
I mean, Fabio.
If it's Fabio.
Oh, it's Fabio today? Yeah. Another goose hits him? Yeah, I think lightning striking twice. I do think that gets picked up.
No. No, the first goose never happened. The first goose never happened.
Okay, he's in his 70s. It might not. It might not get picked up.
I don't know. There's so many, like, there's so many meaningless stories in the news like that. Like, to be like, hey, one time, you know, hunk Fabio got hit in the face with a goose today. People would be like, oh, I gotta fucking check this out and see. I remember Fabio. Let me see what happened.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Yeah. In 2015, he says he goes to the gym for an hour of aerobics and weight training at least four times a week. He also jogs, hikes, takes part in motocross enduro. He is known for his strict diet. He abstains from smoking and avoids consuming alcohol, caffeine, soy, cheese most of the time, salt, sweets, and recreational drugs, and, and reduces exposure to the sun. He stated that a person should treat their body like a Lamborghini.
Yeah, well, we weren't all given the keys to a Lamborghini there, Fabio.
That's the thing Fabio doesn't get, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care how much I was in the gym. I'm not going to look like Fabio. My hair is never going to look like Fabio's.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't give a fuck about being the best looking Honda on the road. You know what I mean? Like, it's fine like it is.
You know? Let's see here. What time do we got here? Oh, you know what? Let me knock this ad out, and then I got a complaint. This is for. Oh, come on. Why is this not working? Hold on, everybody. Just wait while I find this fucking ad. That's what you want to do, right?
You got this, buddy.
Okay, I got it. I got it, Q. I'm going to talk about how annoying it is that all my devices have different charging cords. The phone, the headphones, the watch, the Kindle, all different. It should be illegal. How is it we have AI robots, but we still have to travel with five cords all tangled up? Those days are over thanks to Ridge. Just like Ridge revolutionized the wallet, Ridge has now changed the game for portable charging. Ridge's 5-in-1 travel power bank has built-in cables and lets you charge all your devices at the same time with just one power bank and no extra cables.
I got one.
I got one, too. Yeah, we both got one.
I got one.
You got one?
I got one.
I bring it with me everywhere I go.
Bringing it with me to Key West so I can charge up when I'm on the go.
Yeah, man. I don't want to see you looking all fucking low energy like your pee don't go nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. We got to fight that image that I now have
that you've given yourself
unfairly charged. MagSafe wireless charging, Apple Watch charger, Lightning, USB-C, everything you need to charge all in one premium device. There's no more juggling adapters and wall outlets at the airport just to get 20%. With 20 watts of power, it charges your phone as fast as it possibly can. And with 10,000 milliamp hours capacity, you've got up to 3 full phone chargers in your pocket. It has MagSafe compatible wireless charging, so you can keep it magnetically attached to the back of your iPhone if you want some permanent extra juice. And the newest iPhone dropped, so make sure you pair it up with a power bank that actually keeps up.
iPhone what? What number is this?
This would probably be the 17 or something.
Yeah, we're on 17 now, I believe.
Did you get your 17, Q?
What's that, brother?
When did you get your iPhone 17? When are you due?
No, I actually got it because I had the 14. I had an upgraded for a few years. So when the 17 came out, I got it.
Oh, so you got the newest phone on the market.
Yeah.
Oh, is it much better than the 14?
Yeah. I mean, it's faster and it takes better pictures, but it's the same fucking phone. You know, maybe it was a 15. No, it was 14.
It used to be an event when the new iPhone came out. That has not been the case lately, huh?
Well, they haven't. Like, it's just the same thing. I mean, the foldable one is coming. That might be. But remember when shit used to be exciting? Now everybody's had a phone their entire lives. Nobody.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody cares anymore. Like, I'll just get it later. I'm not standing in line for 6 hours.
People are still doing that.
No, this is I'm not going to do that anymore. Like, people are like, I'm not going to.
People
do
still
it.
Doing
I
that.
I think some
though.
People line up.
For well, there are.
Yeah, yeah, for 17.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, they want to buy them so they can turn them and flip them on eBay and shit, you know, in mm-hmm. case they run out. I have a 15 still. I couldn't bring myself to get the 17. I don't need it. Like, my phone works fine. And I was like, but that orange one is pretty cool.
Orange phone.
Orange phone, yeah.
And it does nothing else but be
orange. But be orange. Yeah, pretty much.
You've got a thing for orange. You got an orange towel.
No, that's Gidim's towel. Oh. That's not mine.
Well, you're wiping your face with it.
Well, you got these orange straps over here. I don't know why I'm wiping my face. I was wiping my iPad. Ooh, I'm sweaty. Now let me clean off my iPad.
Are you claiming you don't like orange?
No, I do.
I know you
I do. Yeah, I do. I'm just saying. I'm not the fucking pumpkin you're trying to make me out to be. Like everything Ridge makes, it's built to last with free shipping, 99-day free risk-free trial, and lifetime warranty. This is the last power bank you will ever need. They look badass. Available in matte olive, base camp orange, hyper lime, dark harbor, and matte black. A design that doesn't scream, I bought this at the airport. They come with LED charge status indicator. It's got an integrated kickstand for effortless hands-free viewing. And if you don't already own a Ridge wallet, you should. Slim, modern, RFID blocking, and built to last. It's the last wallet you'll ever buy. Right now, Ridge is having their once-a-year anniversary sale. Head to Ridge.com and get 40% off. That's up to 40% off at Ridge.com. RIDGE.com. After you check out, they'll ask where you heard about them. So make sure you tell them that Tell Them Steve Dave sent ya. All right. That's it. Well, I've won this week. Only one spot. Q, I had to ask your advice on this. Walt, you can weigh in too.
Okay.
That kitten that I got about a year and a half ago, I kind of don't like her.
Ooh, why?
She's so fucking nasty to me for no reason. I've never been anything but like sweet and nice to this cat. Every time like I have like, you know, if I get a breakfast sandwich, I have a little bacon, I'll give her a little bacon. I give Salem a little bacon. If I have chicken, like I always share whatever I'm eating. But like yesterday I went to like, and she's constantly running from me. And Mary Beth is like, oh, she's playing. I'm like, I don't think she's playing. Like when a cat like gets down all low and is like looking all over the fucking place for an escape route, like that to me is not playing.
Yeah.
You're the cat man, Q. What would he?
What do I do here? Well,
you and Peter Chris are the cat man, but what would you do in this instance?
Well, thank you,
Walter. I find myself resenting her.
Well, what else is going on? Does she not let you pet her ever? She doesn't sleep on the bed with you?
She sleeps on the bed with Mary Beth on her side. She lets Mary Beth rough her up. She lets Mary Beth pet her. She sits on Mary Beth's lap. Loves Mary Beth. That's not a problem. Me though, no matter what I do, she doesn't like me. I was like, hey, little cat. And I went and I pet her yesterday. Like she was like on the cat tree looking up. Yeah, exactly. A big hiss and a fucking swipe my way. And I was like, you little motherfucker. And then runs away. I'm like, how do I get this cat to like me?
You're intimidating. You're a big guy, man. You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to look at it from this poor little cat's perspective. Like, this lumbering giant is, like, constantly.
Me pet you. Like, me flippers on pinball machine. Exactly.
Man, I don't know what to do. It's like, I kind of think you're just fucked.
I've never had this problem before.
Wow, that's not what we expected.
I didn't expect that.
Just give up.
Well, what are you going to do? You could try, like, how much do you do, like, catnip with her?
Yes, but, you know, put some catnip behind your ears, spread it in behind your...
Let me get that catnip.
But, like, have you done that? Have you laid out some catnip and got her in that euphoric state?
No, I haven't. I should, though, right?
Try that. Try bribery. What's worked on every other woman, baby? Gifts.
Yeah, that's true.
Bring gifts, baby.
Get her high.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to have to, man. I've got no choice.
Yeah. I mean, maybe get another cat.
Well, I got two now. Get another one. Just get another one that likes me, I mean.
Yeah, like get your cat.
Just ignore the other cat. Yeah. Well, I have the cat that likes me. He won't leave me alone now, though. Like he's an older cat now. He's like 11, almost 12. And he will not stop. Like if I try to read, like when I read, like especially if it's a heavier book, I'll sit on my couch, spread my legs out, like put my legs out straight. Then I have like a little lap desk and a pillow that I put the book on. And it just makes it easier to read, so I don't have to hold the book the whole time.
Yeah,
he takes that as an invitation to come sit on the fucking pillow the entire time I'm trying to read and purr, just purr at me, which I can't stop. I'm not going to stop him from doing it, you know. So I just sit there and I scrunch up myself and I hold the book like I want, don't want to, and I just read while he sits there. So he's my buddy. Salem's my buddy.
I do this with this. This is my life. It's sleeping position is dictated by cats. Sitting position dictated by cats. Reading. You know, enjoy it. I mean, what do you need? Every cat in the house to love you? It sounds like you got more than you can handle.
I just need him to like me a little bit, like not come after me. You know, that would be nice.
Try the catnip. I bet it's catnip might help. Catnip and treats. Just stop bribing the shit out of that girl.
Yeah, I'll give it a try. I thought that the food would, anytime I have shrimp or chicken or a little bit of bacon, like she gets some. And then yesterday I was just like, you know what? No more for you. No more.
So it's like, it's so funny because like you're a human. You're like spiting a cat. Like
I know.
Keeping it in front of
I know.
You.
I felt
like,
stupid.
No more for you.
I felt stupid feeling that way. But I'm like, fuck her. Little piece of shit.
Hey.
All right, I'm going to try the catnip. That's not a bad idea.
Try the catnip. See what happens. Yeah. But I think another cat's the answer.
Mm-hmm. I think if I got another cat, I would get an older one, you know, one that's going to last not as long as me, you know?
Yeah, I understand. It's depressing.
And an older cat that needs a home. Like, you know, it's like somebody like Walt got Teddy because the wife, the mistress died.
Yeah.
Right? Mistress.
Yeah, it's his mistress, right? Not his master. It's his mistress.
That's what they call it?
I think so, right?
I think it's still master.
I think it's still master, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm not bumping against mistress. Go for it, babe.
Yeah, I'm going to say it. Anybody who doesn't like it can fuck off.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. I've still got some residual anger from that little cat.
What do you got planned for Space Monkeys? We bringing games down or anything like that? What are you thinking?
Don't have any games. I have a fuck ton of conversation starters, banter topics,
bantering
scenarios.
Okay. Scenarios, okay. Mm-hmm. Very good
stuff that like would appeal to you and a Joe DeRosa type.
Nice,
yeah. So I figured the first night we're gonna have like we'll have DeRosa, we'll have a couple other people, and then second night tell them Steve Dave night.
Sure. Okay.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. We'll get Jimmy in there. We'll get
Jimmy.
Yeah,
we got Gidim. We got Ming.
Yeah.
Maverick.
We got the Mavericks there.
We're pretty set. I have a lot. I have pages and pages and pages of stuff.
Great. All right. Sweet. Yeah. Cool.
So it should be fun. Should be fun. Oh, I was going to say, I was raging a little bit earlier today, Walt, on both our behalves. Mary Beth showed me this thing. It's called a New Jersey Review or something like that. It's some kind of like online New Jersey magazine. Mm-hmm. And there's the New Jersey Hall of Fame. And there's all the familiar faces that you expect to see, you know.
Bruce,
Bon Jovi, Kirsten Dunst, Kevin and Jay.
Louis DeVito.
Louis DeVito. You and I were not on there. We're not in the Hall of Fame. It doesn't matter that we had a fucking TV show for 7 years. We're not in the Hall of Fame. But you know who is? Somehow, Ernie O'Donnell is in the Hall of Fame.
Ernie O'Donnell.
Now, look, I like the guy.
Yeah.
But to be placed in the Hall of Fame above us?
Well, what was his category for making it?
Producer, works with Kevin on films, that kind of stuff.
Okay. All right. I mean...
On-screen talent for 7 years.
You got to get on their radar, first of all.
Mm-hmm. I should be on the radar anyway. If they're going to look up people like famous New Jerseyans or people who note, at least.
Well, that's
at one time, not now.
That's a little lofty.
People of note? I mean, I think having a TV show for 7 years should make you of note. Maybe not for fucking 10 years after. But if they're looking up people that were like, you know.
I don't know if you... are the candidate like of our caliber of entry that the Hall of Fame is looking for. You have a bit of a rough side.
So you think I'm banned from the
– Not banned. I just think you're like if you were to be brought up like as a given not what's it called when you're given the opportunity, or they're going to review your career as a New right. Jerseyan and your accomplishments and some of the things you've said and admitted to. I don't know if it's a Hall of Fame worthy life you've led.
I don't know.
You've not led a Hall of Fame worthy life.
During the years of Comic Book Man.
It's your whole life. It's not just – you keep –
He's saying you're a bad person.
Oh, like Muse has?
Yeah.
Like Muse has? Muse has led a Hall of Fame life his whole life. Get the fuck out of here.
He beat heroin.
I beat Oxy.
It's not the same.
It is. It is the same.
It's
heroin in a pill form. Don't give me that. I should at least get a notable – like a mention, an honorable mention at the end of the list, don't you think, for kicking Oxy?
Okay. Yeah. Maybe you get a pin.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if you get a bust in the Hall of Fame though.
I don't know.
No,
you get half price entry on Tuesdays.
you keep pointing to this 8-year span that should negate the other 50 some years of, you know.
Why not? What the fuck was Ernie doing that was so great? He was a fucking carpenter for Christ's sakes.
Yeah, but it was a damn good one, man. He built the shelves of my fucking house.
I know. He is a great carpenter.
If he was just going on that, if they're like, hey, what do you think? Does he got your vote? I'd be like – I'd look at those shelves like, you know what? Those fucking shelves never sagged.
It's not a Carpentry Hall of Fame,
so
though.
So much fucking weight I put on with my omnibuses.
Right. It's not a Marvel Masterworks Hall of Fame. It's a Hall of Fame for fucking notable people in industries.
I'm sorry if there are like, you know, only one
if
gets
it's
in. Brian Johnson or Ernie.
You piece of crap. Oh, my God. I can't even count on your vote, huh? All right. I think he weaseled his way in a little bit.
How?
I think he was rubbing elbows with some of the Hall of Fame people, like fucking Ming the Maverick.
You know what? I'm going to ask him if he'll come on Tell Him Steve Dave
and defend his position.
And talk about his award and the honor of getting into the New Jersey Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay. We'll see how he did it exactly.
See how he did it and maybe see if there's any chance for – I don't want it. I wouldn't even – I would be aghast.
Oh, I'm going to nominate you.
No,
don't do it.
Don't do it. I won't show up. I wouldn't get in. But, you need to do – you need to make more of a positive impact, I think. You know? You need to have fucking – put. You need to
– Maybe I'll start dancing on Instagram. I'll fucking get everybody on my side. Jesus Christ.
Right? Am I wrong, Q?
What's that?
Am I wrong?
You know, I will say this. If there was a Hall of Fame of my heart.
Oh, that's the only place
Johnson
I need
would,
to be.
Yeah, he'd be in it.
That's my Hall of Fame. I'll accept that.
Yeah. Don't you think that not – and I'm not putting down any of the other esteemed Hall of Famers that you mentioned, but don't you ever think of that quote that Groucho Marx said where he's like, I don't want to be part of anything that would have me.
Oh, have me as a member? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you're like, it's just such a good – it's just
pretty
such a good line.
Quote,
What do you want to be there in that fucking rarefied air with that crew?
Not anymore.
Oh, he'd
I used to.
Yeah.
Earlier today, I did.
He'd be there in a heartbeat if he got the fucking email that they were going to give him an
Mary
award.
Mary Beth, I'm being honored. I'm along the side with the industry giants like Ernie O'Donnell. And I like Ernie. I don't mean to break his balls about this, but Christ almighty, you're on TV for 7 years and they're not even like a notable mention?
Again, you keep pointing to this like TV.
Yeah.
We're
still on somewhere.
It doesn't mean as much as it used to in the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Oh, sure it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does. Being on TV is better than being in the movies.
No.
You're in people's houses all the time.
I don't care.
Fucking Quinn.
There's a billion.
Look at this guy. You can't get away from him.
Right, but there's a billion channels now.
Every time I turn around, there's Q.
I don't like it any more than you do, buddy.
If I had to be honest, if I had to just guess, I do think much like the Maverick Ming, I think he kind of, you know, just a teeny bit, I don't want to take it away from him, but he probably rode in on the wake of Kevin's like getting the award and they're like.
How about Ernie too? Ah, sure. Why not? There's nobody else that's worthy, right? Nobody else you know? We're fucking Kevin Smith adjacent, for Christ's sakes. They should, if they did the research, they should have at least seen that, right?
What?
That we're Kevin Smith adjacent, like with comic book men and shit. Like, they should be like, oh, here are guys that were on TV for 7 years, which is not common. How many other people besides the people that were on that show do you know? And Q and those guys.
Right.
Not many.
So you feel that just being having that show is
– should put you in the Hall of Fame.
It should make you a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Maybe not first ballot. Maybe not on the level of like a Danny DeVito or a Bon Jovi or – Springsteen sucks now anyway, so who cares about him?
But what about like – but by your logic
– right.
The Jersey Shore crew could get in there. Some of them, the ones that were from Jersey.
Sure, why not? Like, why not have Snooki in there?
Right, but that's what I'm saying. If the bar to entry allows for this net of people, like, and I don't have anything against Snooki, but I'm just saying, like, I'm talking about you and the way you look at life. Like, is that what you want to be in there with?
Are
like,
you saying I don't belong?
No, I'm saying you're better than it.
Ooh, oh, that I yeah. like.
I'm saying you're better than here.
All right.
I'm actually kind of shocked that you give a shit at all, because I think the cooler play is being like, ah, that shit's lame. I wouldn't do that.
Mm. So even if they try to put me in now, I'm going to refuse it.
Yeah. Well, you don't need that shit. Who's that for? Fuck that.
The night they have the Brian Johnson shirts. Honors.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say
exactly.
No, I'm not showing up. I should see Walt's face. He just can't believe it.
Q is fucking dancing and fucking pedaling and doing everything he can to fucking try to make it feel like it's
like I belong on the list. Like, I don't want to be
like
now.
You shouldn't want to be in there.
I agree with him. Fuck that shit.
Yeah.
I'm all turned around now.
Yeah, I wouldn't take it.
I this is really awkward because Teddy was just been nominated to be in the New Jersey Hall of Fame because of his appearance on the lottery ticket.
All right. That I can get behind.
he's only lived in New Jersey for 2 years, but already he's
– I know. He's already eclipsed me. God damn it. I'll never be on a lottery ticket. I know that much.
Do the TikTok dances though.
Yeah, I think I have to start doing TikTok dances. They seem to be a crowd pleaser. Fuck, what was I just going to say? Oh, when are those tickets coming out? Because I'm really tired of trying to answer the question, when are the tickets coming out?
The lottery tickets.
The lottery tickets,
I believe I have a press conference that I must attend with Teddy at the end of the month in the state capitol.
Get out of here.
Wow. Man. Yeah, this is big. Like we have security that's going to be, you know, ushering us into the Capitol building. And,
wow.
And we're going to be
– Secret Service for Teddy, huh?
We're going to be like unveiling the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure it's going to be picked up by all the local news. I don't know if the national media cares.
Yeah, I don't know. I bet you New Jersey, it's probably
I can't imagine CNN is going to be covering it, but – You never know. News 12, most
doubt. News 12 will get it.
News 12 will get it, but yeah.
Star Ledger, maybe?
I believe that after the news conference, I believe that's announcing it to the world, all to New Jersey, and then I imagine the next week after that, it'll
be available
in all stores. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
My God, does Mary Beth want to scratch a fucking Teddy ticket?
Yeah.
She's constantly asking me.
God, can you imagine if there's like $1 million winner on a Teddy ticket?
That'd be great.
And and the person who bought it only bought it because it was
Teddy.
Yeah.
And then didn't scratch it because he wanted to preserve it. So he just kept it in a drawer for 10 years until it ran out of time.
Consideration. That was the word I was looking for.
Oh.
When you're, you know, yeah, when the forum or the council or whatever, they put you up for consideration.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to have more than just he was on TV for 8 years on a basic cable show.
He's
at
been
1
in movies.
Right. But they already got the big guy who made the movies there.
Right.
You know, they got the guy who made the movies, wrote the movies, directed the movies, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, where do you draw the line then? Does the Chuli's gum guy get in?
Sure, why not?
He draw it right after Ernie O'Donnell.
You know, does one of the like nameless customers and clerks
get in? Okay, so they're the same as being on TV for 7 years.
Well, they got the star of the show who was on for 8 years. You know, like, does the whole cast deserve to get in? Was it that worthy of a show? You have to
– Fuck yeah.
No.
Well, that was a great show.
It was. It was a nice show.
It was a fun show.
It was a fun show. But, like, should a whole wing to be devoted to it in the fucking Hall of Fame, though, with fucking 16 – fucking bronze fucking busts.
I mean,
like what? Come on.
You're only including two more.
Does
people.
Does Kingpin
or three
get in
people.
Too? Like the customers?
No, the customers don't get in. Nope. No, they weren't on TV.
He appeared multiple times as multiple a customer.
Not as many times as we did. Do you think it's crazy, Q? No, I honestly, if I'm being totally honest, I don't give a fuck if I'm in or not. But is it crazy to think that being on TV for 7 years, they would at least look in your direction?
How do you know they haven't?
And they decided no. You're saying,
and he's still a young man. Let's look at his resume. Maybe in 10 years, see if he's done anything.
They're saying I'm a young man.
Yeah, they're being kind.
Relative to what?
They got to play the PC game.
Oh, okay,
you know, they don't want
ageism.
But let's take a look back at Brian Johnson in 10 years and see if he's padded the resume a little bit more.
Okay.
Yeah. Nope. A little bit of charity work.
Oh, come on.
Oh,
those guys aren't doing charity work.
See that fucking look? That is not the look. You see that reaction when I said charity work? That is not the reaction of a fucking guy who deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
No, it was like you threw holy water on a fucking demon. He just recoiled. Kevin did a lot of charity stuff, and I bet you Ernie helped with that, and Jay.
Oh, you think so? So that's it, just charity work.
It's not just charity work. It's not just TV. It's not just one thing. It's an encompassing body of work.
Mm-hmm. Like Ernie.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you don't know what Ernie does.
On Ernie. I know. I don't know what he does, but
what if he, but what if there's like a little league team that he coaches or something like that? You know, it's about giving to the community and stuff like that.
Yeah, not they just won't let Brian coach little league though.
Yeah, I'm not even allowed to attend the games.
The coach keeps beating up the parents.
We'll stop complaining about his cat. He's beating up the kids.
He's not allowed within 100 yards of a fucking little league game.
Yeah, I have to watch it with binoculars. And even then, it's dicey.
They just see you muttering angrily to yourself over a hill.
I could coach that team.
Yeah.
I could make that team score a touchdown.
Yeah. Why not? Why not me? Wait, what are they playing? Oh. Fuck it then.
Looks like a bunch of gay kids to me.
Get out of here, Junior. You're too gay for my team.
Yeah.
I didn't know I was going to be coaching a bunch of bat like a femme.
Yeah, I didn't know I was going to be coaching a bunch of gay wads.
He's back. Coach, he's back. He's hovering around the third base.
We got to get him out of here. All right. Time out. Why? What's wrong?
Let me tell you, kids. Back when I was on Oxy and I beat it.
Yeah.
Make sure you tell
you're not going to find that out on the New Jersey Review.
Make sure you tell your parents I beat Oxy.
Yeah.
You know it's just like heroin, right?
What's Oxy? Don't worry about it. Just tell them.
Harder to beat than heroin.
Yeah. Pill form. Heroin and pill form, kids.
I beat it.
Don't let these know-nothings like Flanagan tell you different.
I took it down.
Who's Flanagan?
I think that's the guy that sold me the Sling TV in a parking lot.
Yeah, there was an opportunity for me to purchase a VC box, but after your lukewarm review, I was like, I don't know. I don't think so.
What do you
so.
Mean? I gave it a great review.
I thought you said like it's only good if you like sports.
I didn't. It's really great if you like sports.
And then you started singing the praises of Plex.
Yeah, I have been on my Plex more than I have been on the VC box, but that's because I'm in between seasons, though.
Oh, okay.
You know, hockey's ending.
So if it was more sports-oriented, you would be on the VC box a lot more.
I'll be on the VC box a hell of a lot more frequently once football and hockey start up again.
All right. Maybe I'll rethink it then.
See, but
But then I got to get a whole.
You can't though. If you want to be eligible for a nomination to the New Jersey Hall of Fame, you cannot be on records.
I can't liberate.
You can't fucking
TV programs from their overseers.
You've got to walk the straight and narrow if you want to get into the Hall of Fame.
Oh man! All right. So, walk the straight and narrow. Charity work. Got to do something.
You've got to be a little bit more choosy about what you reveal on the pod.
Now, at this point?
I know that fucking genie's out of the bottle, yeah, but I'm telling you, though. Back in. I bet you they're ready to fucking shine in your bust and everything.
Oh,
and
you
then,
think?
Yeah, then they're like, oh, my God, you hear you just went to a sex club? And then they had to be God, you know what? Call Ernie.
Ernie didn't go to a sex club. At least not as far as we know. He hasn't copped to it.
Yeah, it is probably defined about if anybody – like there's got to be somebody on the council that's like, well, here's the reasons why he should be in. But then there's another guy who's like
– here's 50 scandals as to why he shouldn't be in.
Yes, here's the cons.
There's a lot of them.
All right, what was the pros again? 8 years on television.
Oh, well, what else? Well, he did balk at charity work, but then said he might consider it.
He's currently in a feud with a cat.
His own cat. Oh, boy.
Wow. Wow. Who told you that? Who told you about the Hall of Fame stuff?
Mary Beth saw it on Facebook. See, this is why I don't go to Facebook and shit. Because then I know I'm being burned.
That upset you?
No, not at all. But I got to say, I did question, like, why is Ernie in it and not us? That's so strange.
God damn it. Why didn't you fucking record that conversation?
It might be recorded. We were in the car. It might be recorded. I'll check.
That's great.
I want to see the real reaction.
All right.
To the
I'll
probably call her a bunch the news. Of names.
Talk about the Oscar snubs.
Yeah, I know.
Forget the Oscar snubs.
Grammys? Indeed. What about the New Jersey Hall of Fame?
You might have to pay a fee, though, to even be eligible. You know how
the Walk of Fame in Hollywood?
Yeah, you have to pay for that star. You might have to pay for it. But like what's a cost that would be palatable to a Brian Johnson to get that award?
To be in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
$20.
No, oh, it's more than that.
More than 20?
$20 sure. Doesn't even buy you dinner anymore.
I know it doesn't, does it?
I was thinking more like 1,000, I bet you.
I got to give 1,000 to be in that shitty Hall of Fame.
Now it's shitty.
Where is the Hall of Fame?
It's at the, the mall that Xanadu, where the Brendan Byrne Arena used to be?
Yes.
That's where
the Mall of America?
Yes. No, it's not the Mall of America. That's in Minnesota.
American Dream.
That's it. Yes. Yeah. It's in there.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, they're going to have holograms of all the inductees.
I want to be in again.
Wow. So I could go there and I could see a hologram of Jay?
No, Ernie.
Yeah, you could see it.
I thought you said Muse is in it.
Just the inductees. He's already been in there already.
Oh, yeah. I want to see that hologram, man. Yeah. I'll go see an Ernie hologram. Are you kidding me? I'd buy a little one in the gift shop.
If they had Ernie holograms, I would go see it, too. I'd be like, that's fucking crazy. Ernie holograms.
That's what.
Oh, and they do one of the ones that, like, talk and shit like that they use in shows. So, like, Ernie comes out and he gives a little talk on his contributions to.
Hey, viewers, you want to hear about my charity work?
Yeah. And some shelf building that I did.
Produced. Yeah, and some awesome shelving that I built for Walt.
Oh, I know he's done some work for you, too, and you're conveniently forgetting it.
He put my door up. That's true. He put more than one door up.
Yeah, he probably already even told me. You know that door I put up for the Johnson?
He broke it down again.
He tore it down in anger. That's why I had to put a new door up.
It's true. Yeah. It's true.
I mean, it sounds like Ernie is one of the last guys doing all the manly work in New Jersey.
What, podcasting isn't manly?
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Like he turned his back on construction and carpentry.
Well, his knees fucking went bad.
Yeah he gave his body to the craft.
He literally fucking broke his fucking body.
Yeah, he did tell me about his knees.
Yeah. So your knees are bad too.
I got two bad knees, so I can't get in.
Tell me again how they went bad. Was it because of all the fucking
– It wasn't because of all the work I did.
Carpet laying you were doing?
I think it's my jeans. And not my blue jeans. Yeah, my jeans are on too tight to squeeze my knees, pressurized them.
he's back, Coach. His jeans are even tighter.
His jeans are. Those have to be his wife's jeans. There's no way. Hey, boys.
It looks like he's giving himself a trophy. Is that? Oh, that's just sad, man.
This year's winner, I'm proud to present Brian Johnson.
Does he think he's Hall of Fame? He's
we were supposed to do a TESD Awards.
Okay, that's right. Yes.
Yeah. I'm sure you'd pick up a few there.
I have to, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. There's no doubt. Yeah, you'd go home with your arms full of TESD Awards.
If I don't make it into the TESD Hall of Fame, there's something really wrong. Something buries it, and I'm not.
You're definitely going to get it. I don't know about first ballot, though.
Oh, no. I haven't proven myself.
Let's talk in 10 more years, man.
If I really apply myself.
I need a producer for the TESD Awards. I need one of the guys to work
on it. I asked Curator if he was interested.
Yeah.
What did he say? He never answered.
No TESD Awards. Oh, okay.
Yeah, we haven't seen any TESD Awards. I guess that answers my question.
Doesn't he live down south somewhere?
Yeah. He lives down in Georgia. And I asked him, I was like, hey, would you like to cultivate the categories and basically do a lot of work for the TESDs, and I thought he would be super excited about it. He kind of was like, kind of like you're giving Bri the pep to like kind of convince and try to convince. He was trying to convince me. Yeah, that would be fun. Wow, that's a lot of work, huh? And yeah, and other things probably got in the way, but yeah. I asked him if he'd come up with a whole bunch of separate categories. And we were going to have a red carpet event at the bowling alley. The bowling alley since that time is closed down.
It's closed down, yeah.
Yeah. But I'm sure there's other venues we could hold it, but it would take a lot of work, though.
Yeah.
We could do the Gramercy Theater.
Where's that?
That's what New York that time. We did the two shows.
Whew. I remember I almost got into a car accident when I drove up there that time.
I remember that too. Walk that way. What?
What about Count Basie? Is that too big a venue?
It's
like 5 Gramercy's seats. Like,
yeah, Gramercy's like 400 seats.
For the TESD Awards.
Yeah.
You know, we can't move 5, is it really 5,000? There's no way.
I think it's like 1,200.
No. Yeah. We could do 1,200.
No, it's got to be more than 1,200.
You think so? I'll look it up real fast.
You know what? In the TESD tradition, though, in TESD fashion, what's greater than fucking only selling 10% of the seats? Right?
Well, you still have to pay to rent a theater. So that where's that coming from then?
Well, everybody who's nominated has to pay double for their ticket. Right? You know, like, prop, you're getting an award. We need $3,000 for that award. That's how the Jersey Hall of Fame. Anybody who gets an award has to pay for it.
Yeah, 1,568.
That's fucking nothing. It's nothing.
We did. I mean, and how many is in the Gramercy, Rob? Can you look that up? Because I think it's around 500 or 400 or something.
Yeah, it's like 400 and change.
And we sold that out twice in one night. So if you were to combine those people, that's almost 800.
Okay.
900. All we need to do is get another 600 people.
Episode 700?
Yeah. And we're not going to price people out like Hugh did for the fucking roast.
What roast?
The roast that he just was in, remember? He was just in that roast down at the Count Basie.
Oh, the roast.
Yeah,
in
and it was too expensive for us to go because Q had his fucking greedy hands out.
I had you on a list. It was for the best you guys didn't come. Don't worry about it.
How many is Gramercy?
Gramercy is 650 standing.
650.
Yeah. We didn't do standing. That's what I mean. No. When you put the seats down, I think it's like 400 and change. Right.
What do you think? What episode are we up to now? 660?
No.
We're going on a clip that's fucking way too fast, because even if we don't do this for episode 700, we're already fucking encroaching on 700 way faster than I thought we would.
Yeah, that's what happens when we do it.
We're recording it fucking every other day, it feels like.
Yeah, well, I got next week off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to alert everyone that we'll be in Q West, so there will be
no episode
next week.
You guys got to come back, too, with fucking some
good stories.
Bonker stories.
All right.
Yeah.
Some stories that are going to knock this, like, people for a loop.
All right.
Well, what type of thing would that be? I don't
know. I mean, you know what a great story.
Well, there'll be some story. Look, we're going to have Jimmy the Hair Guy down there. You know, right away, you guaranteed stories. Something's going to happen, right?
Always.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll come back with stories.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be pathetic if we came back with nothing. Okay, that's all right.
Right. That was fun.
That'd be sad.
Okay. All right. Well, when do you guys leave?
I leave Wednesday. I think you leave tomorrow, right? Saturday?
Yeah, I leave tomorrow for Florida.
You driving?
No, flying down. I'm going down for Easter with my parents first.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What do you guys do on Easter? Do you guys big meal?
Yeah, big meal, big Italian, you know, meal, some
home
slight
cooked,
religious
or you
overtones.
Go out to eat?
For this, my mom will probably cook. I think Easter is like a home, you know. She's Italian. She doesn't want to go out. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's getting, like, you know, getting to an age where she appreciates eating out more than cooking at home. But I imagine that we're going to – I'd feel ripped off if I went all the way down to Florida and get a home-cooked meal.
And you'd have Fridays.
Yeah, like that would be upsetting to me. Yeah. I'm hoping for that. Coming down to celebrate the resurrection of Christ, the least I could do is get a bowl of spaghetti.
Well, like, Fridays wouldn't be good enough for Mr. Quinn, a happy Easter. Just tell them to put on an Italian accent for you. They're in their red and fucking black striped shirts.
Manja, Mr. Quinn.
Yeah.
All right. Well, have fun.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yep.
We will have
We'll be back with stories.
Yes.
It's the least we could do for you, Walt.
Oh, yeah. No. Not for me. For
the show?
For the ants.
For the good of the ants.
For the ants. They want to hear – for those who can't attend and who are bummed they can't, at least maybe they can live vicariously through some great stories.
Yeah, we'll make it sound awesome so they really feel like they missed out.
Yeah, fuck you guys.
Tell them, Steve Dave.